Well, we have something called, intriguingly, Booknesses, Book Arts Colloquium and Exhibition, and it includes, there are keynote speakers like Sarah Bodman, who's a Senior Research Fellow for Artists Books at the Centre for Fine Print. We've got Robin Amy Silverberg, and who's an artist. We've got the colloquium and pre-colloquium workshops and exhibition comprising all sorts of other things. All this amounts to the fact that there's a great deal going on at UJ, and I have David Payton, who's the curator, on the line to tell us all about it. Welcome to you, David.
Hi, Tamara.
Well, just tell us what this is all about. What is Booknesses?
Booknesses comes from the idea of the book in the hands of the artist. So it's not about books on art or about art or artists. It's an artwork in the form of a book. Mm-hmm. And this has been a passion of mine for many, many years. Okay. And we have this year the 21st anniversary of the first exhibition of artists' books ever staged in South Africa.
Right.
From the private collection of Jack Ginsburg.
Okay.
And Jack and I put together a show at the Johannesburg Art Gallery back in 1996 of spectacular works from his collection. And we thought 21 years later it's time to have another bigger, bolder event.
Yes.
So we are having an exhibition of masterworks and contemporary works from his collection, showing at the University of Johannesburg Art Gallery on Saturday night, the 25th of March.
Okay.
And the night before that, on the Friday night, we have about 105 books made by South African artists of an entire range, from students to professional artists to William Kentridge, who will have works at the Fader Gallery. And we decided that we can't just have exhibitions of works. We will need to discuss these things.
Mm.
So we've decided to have a colloquium on the book arts in South Africa, and that runs from the Friday through to the Sunday.
Okay.
That's the 24th, 5th, and 6th. And then the colloquium ends at the UJ Theatre on the Sunday evening with a public conversation between the collector Jack Ginsburg and William Kentridge on their shared passion for the book as an artwork.
Oh, interesting.
So in a nutshell, that's the project.
Right. Well, I remember seeing something, and I don't know whether this would qualify, but as you're speaking, I remember seeing something that William had drawn for a friend. And it, when you flip the book through, it had
right.
him turning somersaults, so it was almost like a moving picture as
correct.
You flipped through it. Would
yes.
that sort of thing qualify as
absolutely
yes
absolutely yes yeah. it would.
I was very jealous, by the way. Yeah, I was very jealous that he'd actually given it to a friend of mine, but what a fantastic present. And so what else forms part of Jack Ginsburg's collection?
Well, Jack has one of the world's finest private collections of artists' books, and it has been acknowledged internationally, and it is very, very slowly becoming known and acknowledged here in South Africa. And I
yes.
think that this gives us an opportunity to not only celebrate Jack's marvelous collection, but also see some of the incredible works, both historical and contemporary,
yeah.
international and South African, from his incredible collection.
Mm.
So he has many thousands of books, and we are doing just a tiny section, which
skimming.
Is about 270 works for the show.
Wow. I mean, how do you choose what you think the South African or the Johannesburg public are most likely to want to see? What's the criteria by which you judge them, what's going to remain and what's not?
That's a fantastic question. When I said to Jack, I have a couple of themes, you choose the books, he just laughed at me and said, no, I don't work like that. You'll have to come to the library and go through each book
yeah.
and choose for yourself, which in fact I did.
Yeah.
It took 4 months to go through the collection.
Oh, for goodness sake.
There are a couple of themes that that are suggested by the first book on the exhibition, and I'm not going to say what that exhibition, what that book is.
Mm.
It's going to be a surprise for people who come, but it is an internationally renowned, iconic work.
Mm.
And it has suggested a couple of themes that I've used to choose books from his collection. on ideas of colour, of journeys, of mapping one's place in the world, of trying to understand one's place in the world via one's own body, via one's relationship with others, through the idea of fantasy and apocalyptic imagery, and then finally war and fear, which seems to be so prevalent in the world right now.
Yes.
And these are some of the themes that this first work of the show has suggested, which has helped me choose relevant work from his collection, both historically and technically and contemporaneously.
It sounds absolutely fascinating. Now, just to recap for everybody, I'm sure you've got a website that's going to give everybody all the information in case they're driving right now, but let's just recap. The 23rd, there's an opening, is that right?
24th, there is
24th,
an opening.
24th, okay.
That is the South African Artists Books.
Right.
Young students right the way through to established artists.
Mm-hmm.
At the Fada Gallery, Bunting Road, on the 24th, that's the Friday. And then Jack's exhibition, marvelous exhibition, plus a very extensive catalogue that opens on Saturday night, the 25th.
Okay, so that's Saturday night. Okay, at the UJ.
Saturday night.
Right, yes, very nice gallery that. So that's the Saturday night, and then something's happening on Sunday, did you say?
That's correct. The project and the colloquium and the entire endeavour is brought to a close on the Sunday evening at the UJ Theatre, starting at 7, and that is a public conversation. People can get tickets through CompuTicket or pay at the door to listen to the collector Jack Ginsburg and William Kentridge talk about their shared passion for making and collecting books.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
As artworks, books as artworks.
Yes. Well, it's bound to be fascinating. Thank you so much, David. Just everybody can log on to uj.ac.za, can they?
Can I give you another email address?
Yes, please do.
It's www.theartistsbook.org.za.
Okay, the artists with an S, book,
.co.za.
.org.za. Okay, David, thank you so much for chatting today. Good luck with it. It sounds like a fascinating endeavor.
Thank you so much,
David. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.